Putin's parliamentary win puts a ministry on alert. Islamic militants in Indonesia go to prison for terror attacks on Christians. And students become the link between denim, dollars, and Bibles. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Parliamentary elections in Russia could spell trouble for mission groups. The outcome is bad news for the West, as there are few allies left in power in the government. That, coupled with the association of Christianity with the West, and Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith calls the results of the parliamentary elections troubling.
That certainly is going to bear watching, because obviously if you have an anti-Western parliament in place, and if the government begins to really step up in being anti-Western, it certainly could have an impact on missionaries overseas. And who knows what effect it will have on Bible-preaching churches.
While Russia has not yet resurrected the Iron Curtain, there are concerns about the changes coming. Griffith urges prayer.
A lot of regions, churches are able to function and worship and evangelize without much interference, but in other regions of Russia, you might well get opposition from local authorities. The Orthodox Church may well oppose evangelical churches, and if they're in a heavily Muslim region, they could certainly have that kind of opposition. And so it just remains to be seen what this new parliament will do.
Next, three Islamic extremists are going to prison for the attacks on four Christian schoolgirls in Indonesia in 2005. Three others were sentenced for acts of terrorism also involving Christians. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says the penalty could bring closure for the church, but it also raises fears of violence as the Christmas season approaches. The ministry has worked in the region where the attacks occurred. Pray for the safety of the workers as they share the hope of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. There's a connection between a ministry, Bible translation, students, and jeans. Earl Garland is superintendent of Northeast Christian Academy in Kingwood, Texas. He says this is the third year their student body has targeted WordWinds International for their Denim Dollar Days program.
The students bring a dollar or more, and that gives them the privilege of being out of school uniform, and it kind of gives them a relaxed dress day, and in return they are supporting a mission ministry. We're raising money to fund their translation, and we're partnered specifically with the Tembe translation of the Bible.
They start by inviting a speaker from a ministry to come in and talk about their work. So far, the students have raised roughly $1,500 for the Brazilian translation. Garland says while WordWinds isn't their only mission project, it's part of a longer-term focus.
Just to get our kids to think bigger than just their local area and themselves. And so we get the folk in, the kids know about the ministry, and then that gives them a better buy-in to help with whatever the ministry's doing.
Meanwhile, Lending Hope to Africa is a new campaign aimed at transforming lives through microloans. Opportunity International will receive $5 million from Compassion International over the next 5 years. Women will likely be the primary recipients of the loans. And although the program hasn't yet started, Peter Thorrington of Opportunity International met a woman whose life had been changed by a loan she received through a different program.
Her last comment to me was, just now I not only can clothe my children, feed them, house them, but best of all, believe me, they're going to college.
Each week, women are required to meet with loan officers who do more than help them with just their business.
Those loan officers do spread the word of Christ in those meetings, which are opened in prayer, they're closed in prayer, and those clients are aware that Opportunity International is a Christian-based organization.
Lending Hope to Africa begins in 2008. Pray that God would put the loans in the hands of those who need it most. And just a few days after Christmas, a mission team from Orphan Outreach will be off to Guatemala. They'll be in three cities and in three schools in the dump area of Guatemala City. The people there live off of anything and everything they can find in the city dump. None of the children the team distributes backpacks to have received any kind of previous help. Pray for the team as they prepare for the trip in this busy season. Also pray for the children's hearts to be open to the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can also be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address on the bottom, and we'll send you free mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.